Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung out and missed strike three. Put it in the books. And to the New York Mets, California, here we come.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Pete Hoffman.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Happy Saturday morning. It's Pete Hoff with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. And the New York Mets are headed to Cali, which we knew anyway, to face the L.A. Dodgers. And of course, it was the L.A. Dodgers. It was never not going to be the L.A. Dodgers. The dreams of getting revenge on the Padres, whatever. Nobody cares about the Padres. It's the L.A. Dodgers. It's the revenge of Shohei Ohtani. It's the revenge of Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The two free agents that elected not to come to New York, that wanted no part of New York, but tried to, you know, placate the New York audience and build up their price tag, and then now we want to go to L.A. This is the perfect revenge for the New York Mets. This is the perfect revenge for Steve Cohen and David Stearns. You get to go up against a L.A. Dodger team, by the way, that is not this juggernaut of a team that we look at. We've seen the Dodgers in the playoffs before in the past, and looking at them now, beating up on a Padres team, they both look weak. They both look puny. And yeah, Ohtani is a special player, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to be a special pitcher. But guess what? It means nothing in the playoffs. All that regular season nonsense means nothing. And the team of destiny, the team that the story will not finish until they get to the World Series, is the New York Mets. I'm sorry. It just is how it is. Because what I've watched in the Dodgers-Padres series is a team that can throw a punch. The Dodgers have thrown their punches. They won yesterday 2-0. But I haven't seen them come back from anything. I didn't see the Padres make any real tough comebacks either, which is why I felt no matter who the Mets played, it wasn't going to be a worry. And now we're going up against the Dodgers, and I go, it's not scary. The rotation's not what it was supposed to be. Clayton Kershaw is a shell of himself if he's even going to be on the roster. Tanner Glass now, not pitching. Jack Flaherty, so-so. Yamamoto, he pitched well yesterday, but I remember watching him the first game of the series, or his first appearance in the playoffs, and getting smoked. Getting smoked. So I am not concerned about an L.A. Dodgers starting rotation at all. Walker Buehler looks terrible. I think he gave him 6 runs the other day. Looks awful. Atrocious. And then you want to talk about the offense. Yeah, they have special players. But so do the Mets. And let me ask you a question. Which team has had the most big moments in big spots so far? The Mets in the past 2 weeks have had moment after moment after moment after moment. I've seen the Dodgers play. Yeah, they'll put up 6 runs in an inning. That's it. And it'd be early in the game. They do nothing. I've looked at a team that has been resilient in the New York Mets. And that they have not taken their foot off the gas. And they've basically been in the playoffs for the past 4 months. And they've gone out there and proven how good they can be versus every single team in the league, including the Dodgers. They had no problem with the Dodgers in the regular season. They basically had no problem against anybody since June. So I look at this team, the New York Mets going to L.A., and I can match up every which way and still come up that the Mets are the hotter of the two teams and right now playing the better baseball. I don't care what type of star power, quote unquote, you have in L.A., Mets have just as much. I don't care what type of, quote unquote, stud rotation you think the Dodgers have. The Mets rotation is 10 times better and more efficient than the Dodgers have been. Maybe the bullpen is better than the Mets at the moment. But even that though, I trust Buddha. I trust David Peterson if they're going to pitch him out of the bullpen again. Reed Garrett. Like, the Mets have guys to go to. So much so that right now, which is the craziest thing, they're talking about, we've seen all season long, every team is maxing out as many pitchers as they possibly can have on the rotation. And they're talking, the Mets are talking about getting rid of a pitcher to add Jeff McNeil to the roster. To lengthen that bench. They basically went to a series where Adam Ottavino and Alex Young didn't pitch a ball. Didn't throw a pitch at all. So you're talking about a Mets team that is still scary. It still has they're a team of destiny. They just are. And you're going up against the L.A. Dodger team that's a team where they loaded up again, which they always do in the offseason. They got two of the highly touted free agents during the offseason with Yamamoto and Ohtani. They got Glasnow. They got all these guys. But in the end, the New York Mets are going to prove why they belong and why they're going to be the best team in the league at the end of the year. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. New York Mets headed to L.A. for an NLCS, not revenge, but a rematch from 2015. And not scared. Not scared at all. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoff with you on the Fan. You can always hit me up at Hoff. WFAN. Don't forget, download the Odyssey app if you miss anything at all. We're going to do football picks around 420 like we always do. Me and Alex, producer Alex, we're going to be doing that at 420. So if you pass out and you want to check them out later on, just download the Odyssey app, press the rewind button, and go find it there. But let's get to these phone calls. 888-808-1019. I want to hear from Mets fans. I want to hear from Dodgers fans. I want to hear from everybody. How you feeling with the Mets heading back to L.A. to face those Dodgers? Let's get to Matt in Long Island. What's going on, Matt? Hello, Matt.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think Matt's there. We'll try to get back to him. 888-808-1019. But again, this is something where, and you know what? I thought that the Padres were the team that I wanted to see because of the revenge of 2022. But there's so many different revenge tours that this Mets team is going on. Like, right now, we're talking Mets-Dodgers. But when the World Series comes around, the reality is, any team they face, in the World Series, it's a little revenge game here. Whether it's the Yankees, we all know that. Whether it's the Detroit Tigers, which we know the Mets should have played the Tigers in 2006. That was a thing. That should have happened. That was a that was the Mets' best opportunity to win a World Series was 2006. You know, if the Mets beat the Cardinals, then we're going to go win the World Series. No doubt. So if they happen to play the Tigers in the World Series, yeah, there you go. Or how about this one? To finish his story would be Francisco Lindor, who, going back to Cleveland, a team that went up to the Cubs, went against the Cubs in the Game 7 in the World Series and lost. Now he has that opportunity to beat his former team and get his first World Series ring. I mean, you're talking about storylines that people wish they thought about and could write themselves. It's just playing out in real life. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Tony in Deer Park. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Hoff?
What's up, man?
Dude, I'm psyched. I mean, listen, I'm psyched about the Mets. You're saying like you're not afraid of the Dodgers. Dude, we got to be a little afraid of the Dodgers.
What's to be afraid of? They're overhyped. That's all they are. They're right. Overhyped.
You're right. But, dude, I mean, and this is gravy. I didn't expect to be here. And I'm just feeling like I'm all hyped now. I'm psyched. I mean, you've seen the past 2 weeks of Mets baseball. I've lost more hair in a good way. I mean, this is awesome. But
can I ask you, Tony, real quick, have you felt like there was pressure on this Mets team and that they weren't going to come through at all?
I didn't feel no pressure. Yeah. I just feel...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hoff, I think you're right. I'm just afraid to agree with you. That's my problem.
I get it. It's tough. As a Mets fan, it's tough to feel that way. But I am... Let's put it this way. Their story is not going to be over after the NLCS. It's just not happening. They're going to the World Series.
I'm with you, brother. Let's go.
Let's go, Tony. Let's go! All right, let's get to Matt in Long Island. What's going on, Matt?
How you doing?
Good. No problem. What's up?
I just want to make a few points in the Mets, just analyzing the series, Dodgers. I think Dodgers, they got a hell of a lineup. We all know the three hitters, especially Ohtani, best. But they don't really got pitching. And I just want to take a scenario. Listen, I think the Mets, I want Severino starting game one. I know Kodai, that's tough, but I think the spot would be for game four because there's no rest for him. Like, why would you change the formula and the recipe? When you're making something, you don't want to overcook it, because Severino, you should follow him with Benaim and Quintana. And, I mean, he's on the road twice in the postseason. He pitched pretty good. It's not easy to go on the road. So I think, and also you want to probably go on toe-to-toe Flaherty. I mean, and you could follow up with Peterson. I mean, just my theory, I think it'd be a better matchup. Also, if the Dodgers, they got one hell of a bullpen. So, you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, but again, they got no pitching. I think the Mets, they play so much integrity and heart. And I also just wanted to, I know it's the next round, but a subway here at World Series would be electric for the city, just for New Yorkers, just like gone. Just something to grow in your life, not even a Mets fan. I assume the Mets and Yankees go to the AL and NLCS. They got four games to worry about that, but across that bridge when they get there are Yankees. But I think the Mets, again, I think they're better than the Dodgers. I think they'll take care of business, but keep doing what you're doing that's working. So,
Matt, good call. I appreciate the phone call. And yes, I mean, they definitely are the best team right now. They've been the hottest team since June, and they've continued to show why they're resilient. And to hit on the last point you talked about with the bullpen of the Dodgers, the one thing I've noticed with the Mets is it doesn't make a difference how good a bullpen is. What the Mets did to the Phillies bullpen, I'm sorry. I understand that at the end of the day, you know, Jeff Hoffman's ERA, I think, in the playoffs was like 81, and Matt Stram was over the top. Like the ERA for the bullpen just imploded. It was terrible. But that's not because those pitchers weren't good. You want to talk about all-stars. You want to talk about, you know, we talk about the Mets. They had one all-star, Pete Alonso. Francisco Lindor should have been an all-star, right? But he got got the shift. Okay, fine. But those pitchers, Jeff Hoffman and Matthew Schramm, those two pitchers both made the All-Star game, and they've been phenomenal all season long. You want to know why, too? And I'm going to pat myself on the back here. I won Evan Roberts' Fantasy Baseball League. Guess who I had on my team for 90% of the season? Jeff Hoffman and Matt Schramm. And they were lights out. They were so reliable. Guess what happened, though, when they faced the Mets in late pressure innings? The Mets' bats are resilient. And I did not see that with the Padres. I didn't see late inning heroics from the Padres. I saw bats just can't catch up and they're going to, you know, just cough it up. And just they're going to lay on their back. They're done. The Dodgers the same way. I'm not worried of facing any elite bullpen because no one is elite when they face the Mets. End of story. Now, as far as talking about Subway Series and stuff like that, yeah, that's fun. We can get into all that stuff and more. The Mets, though, I just really, with who they have and how they're going to approach this series, I'm excited. I can't wait to watch it. Take it one game at a time. Enjoy it. Now, as far as the rotation goes, that was the other question from Matt about the rotation. I am more along the lines of I want Senga to go early. I want Peterson to be able to back him up if need be. I don't know if Peterson should get a start. Here's the thing is Severino, Quintana, they both have been great. And Senga, I understand it's like, do we want to see him go deeper in games? Because that is just another weapon if you can unleash him. I think it's great. And you can give him opportunity to pitch. I mean, let's be serious here. At the moment, who's the best pitcher on the staff? Sean Manaea. Okay? So I want him getting as much, as many appearances as possible. But who is the next best pitcher? If he's right, it's Kodai Senga. And if we could stretch him out and give him these opportunities, I mean, the guy hasn't played all season long. Let's use him. And honestly, the second best pitcher, probably behind Jose Quintana, because he has pitched pretty freaking unbelievable. I mean, anybody who thought that he'd be this good, even when they originally signed him, no one thought that. In the playoffs, the last month of the season, he's been lights out. But David Peterson has been just as good, too, for a longer period of time. And I feel like he's a guy you could trust. So it's like, do you give Peterson a start? Do you just use him out of the bullpen? I mean, there's so many options, which is great. And that is something that not everybody has. We're looking at the Dodgers right now. A lot of their star players are not available to pitch. So I'm ecstatic. And the story was written in the offseason when Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto chose to go to LA. That Mets versus Dodgers for the NLCS. 888-808-1019. Sean, Mike, I'll get to your phone calls. Obviously, I know people are getting excited about the Yankees too. Oh my goodness, Subway Series. We're getting close. We're almost there. We Yankees and Mets have one more major hump to get over, and then the clash of the two Titans. And I'm ready for it. Give me more. Plus, we're going to get some football in too. Obviously, it's a huge weekend for the Giants playing Sunday night. The Jets play Monday, but we'll get into all that more, especially because Robert Saleh got fired. Good news, bad news. I'll get into that more. Plus, our picks at 420.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.